Now, if you'll notice in the thumbnail image that is with this, is a picture of me with my arm around moi, around me as well. I actually created that image myself. There's a green screen behind me, as many of you know. Shot the images one at a time and then merged them together by removing the various colors of green and adding shadows. It was really fun to do. What amazed me is how darn good it turned out, I have to say. It really looks like I've got my arm around my shoulder, and I think I might want to make this my own screensaver or something like that, because I need to remember more often to have my own arm around my own shoulder. And today I want to talk about that in the context of what I call Who's It All For? I think about Eckhart Tolle and his work on the power of now and stillness. And it is so important to remind ourselves and to remember that we only live in the now. As it's been said before, we are cursed to live in the eternal now, human beings are. The challenge is that we project forward and we look back. That's what our ego minds do. That's when we know that we are in our egos. Our ego is our survival mind, our mind that thinks that we're not getting our fair share, our mind that thinks that other people are getting more than they do, and certainly we are just not getting what we deserve. And our ego mind, it puts us into fear. It does it by, it wants to control us, and it does this by keeping our bodies anxious. This is why in our meditation program, we are always focusing so much on body sensation relative to our thoughts. But it gets our bodies into fight or flight mode, and it keeps our minds argumentative and discordant, and it makes us uncomfortable. And it does this by looking at the mistakes we've made in the past, or the failures of the past, or the shortcomings of the past, or it looks at the future and it worries about the future. It's been said by many people, me included. I noticed that my friend Joe Vitale said the exact same words, and I don't know whether I got them from him or he got them from me or we got them from someone 1,000 years ago. But worry is negative goal setting. It is very difficult to take a worry and to replace it with a positive outcome. But I was reminded once again the other day, I was watching a testimonial from Gerard, a guy who's in my complaint-free coaching program. And this guy has just had an amazing turnaround in his life. He's a software engineer, if I'm not mistaken, but he's also into designing custom bridal gowns. And his goal was to do 5 bridal gowns a month, and he's doing 20 in a very short time after years of being stagnant. And what he reminds us in his little testimonial of the complaint-free coaching program is that who you are now is who you were a few hours, a few days, a few weeks ago. Now, for those of you who are into The Secret or not, let me explain this to you. This is metaphysics, and it's something that I know so well. But as the Hindus say, to know and not to do is not yet to know. So I'm constantly reminding myself, the person you are now is the person living out the excitement, the fears, the activities, the interactions, the food, everything that you have done previously builds what you are now. You are literally like loading in software for who you're going to be later on. And we want to remember that as much as it is easy to fear the future, if we do our very best in the present, that's all we ever can do. That's all we ever need do. The question becomes, though, are we really doing our best in the present? Here's what I mean. The me in the future, who I've got my arms around there, you know what he wants me to do? He wants me to do several things, okay? He wants me to exercise today so that he will wake up feeling lighter, looser, and in a better mood tomorrow. That's one of the things he wants me to do. You know what else he wants me to do? He wants me to reach out to someone that I haven't talked to in a while and establish a connection or reestablish a connection so that he is reminded that there are people everywhere who care about him and love him. He wants to make sure that I eat enough food, but not too much, and that I eat the stuff that doesn't make his stomach hurt. Sometimes I eat stuff, and I know it's going to make his stomach hurt, but I'm like, nah, you know what? I want to make sure that I do the best I can for him, so I eat the best I can. You know what else he wants me to do? And this occurred to me right as I was sitting down. You can't see it, but as I'm looking into the camera, I have a sign mounted above my camera so that I have to see this constantly for hours a day. And it reads, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Let me say that again. If your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. The me that I will be in the future wants me to find something that scares me and do it so that it will no longer scare him. Brian Tracy once said that if you do something you fear, then the death of fear is certain. It's not easy. It's almost like a dry shave, as Gus said in Lonesome Dove. But if you do it, if you just face it and you do it, then you feel so much better. If you face something that you're afraid of, if you address something that worries you. I've got something today. I've already thought of it this morning because I don't ever like to give advice that I don't follow myself. So I'm looking into some things with regard to publishing and online publishing and things like that. And I want to know what my rights and responsibilities are. But more importantly, I want to know what is the right thing to do with regards to other people that I'm working with, because I'm expanding into lots of other things. And as I'm doing this, one of the things I got to go do is sit back and read previous contracts just to make sure that I know what is right, that I am the way I'm taking care of my business partners, etc. And reading contracts just makes my heart go like this, right? It does. I'm just telling you. Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, says, here's $500. Read this for me. That's what we do with attorneys. That's what attorneys are for. Here's $500. Read this to me for me so I don't have to. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read it myself. I'm smart enough to at least catch or figure out some of the things. And the things I don't, I'll ask somebody else to explain to me. What are you scared of that the future you would like to look back on and go, wow, that is awesome? Sometimes the future you needs you to forgive somebody, to let go of your resentment. I've done many jumpstarts. You want to know about forgiveness? Go to my YouTube channel, WillBowenVideo.com, and search for forgiveness. There's a whole lot of grist for the mill in there. But go in there. Your future you wants you to have released your resentment for other people, for someone else, and for yourself. The future me, you know what else he wants me to do? Silly things. It's kind of silly. He wants me to turn off that last half episode of whatever I'm watching on Netflix, be it The Crown or The IT Crowd or something like that. He wants me to turn that off, not watch Hamilton yet again. And remember that I'm going to get up between 5:30 and 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to then do live video for an hour with people and make sure that I get enough sleep so that I feel good, so that he feels good. So my question is, who's it all for? So often we walk around, and please pay attention to this, because this is the key. We walk around as victims. We walk around feeling life has kicked us around. Therefore, we feel justified in making poor decisions. I don't know. My mother, whenever we would discover that my mother and I would go to the dentist when I was a boy and we found that I had cavities. Well, I had been sort of kicked around by life, and so I deserved a giant ice cream cone afterwards, you know. And there I was with my mouth numb and the ice cream running down my throat. okay? But I had told myself I deserve it. So we live most of our lives from a victim mentality, telling ourselves we deserve things that are, quote, bad for us. And all we're doing is hurting the person that's going to show up as us in 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks. So what do we do? How do we turn all this around? We begin to focus on our future self. And we begin to think only about that future self and to hold thoughts that affirm and to say things that affirm that future self, even when it's difficult. And the most difficult person we have to stand up to is ourselves. We all say, well, my mom keeps me down, my dad, you know, my friends, whatever. No, if you were strong enough in your own head, whatever they said, thought, or did wouldn't bother you. So can you be strong enough in your own head? Can you focus on what it is you want in a few days and begin to work on it? You are building you every moment of every day. So you want to build the you that you want to be, not walk around destroying the present moment by fearing the you might be. And I'll say this one more time. I have been exercising most of my life since I lost 100 pounds in high school, on and off most of my life, and I would say I'm in pretty good shape. Somebody asked me the other day if I was former military. I was walking around in a bathing suit. I said, no. Why? And they said, because you're in such great shape. To this day, I have never felt like exercising. Never do. Never will. And I've accepted that fact. But the future me wants to be able to get on the scale and feel good about it. The future me wants to be able to hook his pants easily. The future me wants to look good in a bathing suit. You know, the future me, most importantly, wants to feel good in his own body. I once read Raquel Welch in an exercise book say that the importance about exercise is not that you become more focused on your body. You forget about it because it doesn't limit you. It doesn't hurt when you move. You don't go when you stand up. I did that when I was 40. I don't when I'm 60 because I had a clear vision of what I wanted to look like. And by the way, I know what I want to look like at 70. Do you? I've even got the shirt I'm going to wear and pose in. All right, everybody. So I'm going to check back in with you before we ring out and then go on to talk about to do our complaint-free meditation. Daniel, I didn't even invite Teddy out. Let me see if Teddy, you want to come out? Come here, buddy. Come here. Guys, if you were here, you'd say don't disturb him. He tucks himself into a perfect croissant. He rolls himself up. You can't tell which is the beginning and the end. He's like a little furry armadillo. So it's Marvelous Monday, says Sherry Green. Yep, Miyuki Pullman. I've been listening to High Hopes by Panic at the Disco, by the way. It's another thing you can do for yourself. I don't listen to sad music. I listen to music that it pumps me up and inspires me. Why? Because I find those songs running through my head when I wake up to roll over at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I want those happy songs running through my life. Gail says, face it head on. I get it. Heather says, I need bigger dreams. You know what? I would say that's true of everybody. I always thought my dreams were bigger, but in the last week and a half, I've been working on bigger ones, and I've been talking to people I was afraid to talk to. There's that fear thing, and all of a sudden, I'm discovering they're just like me. They're just like me. They may have more zeros in their bank account, but in many ways, I'm got more knowledge and more ideas, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, it's amazing when we step out. Powerful words today, sir. Thank you. And Patty Gay Young, the master of sharers. Thank you. Everyone, click share, please. If we talk to our friends the way we want to talk to ourselves, we would not have any friends. Self-love with a goal. Awesome possum. Very true, Patty Gay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's kind of horrible if we did talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves. You know what the secret is? And I'm going to close with this. Because I actually have some technical stuff I have to do in between this and the meditation. But I want to tell you the name of a man named William James, and I want you to look him up. He is the father of modern American psychology, if I'm not mistaken. I'm throwing out this stuff, and I'm either dead on accurate or darn close. He was the head of the psychology department at Harvard. Anyway, William James also had several other famous family members who are not coming to me right now, but the famous, I've never done this before. Henry James, famous family. Henry James, William James. Yes, William James, Anna Bronte. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna get out of that. But the bottom line is, William James was a man who was on the verge of suicide. His father was one of the most famous people in the United States, followed by his brother, who was one of the most famous people in the United States. And he lived in abject obscurity, although he was desperate to be known. And William James instead decided to give up his desperation to be known, and decided to spend one full year, 365 days, only journaling and saying positive things about himself. That's it. He would only allow himself, when he was lying there in bed at night, he would only allow himself to paint a bright vision of the future. He would only allow himself to say good things about himself when he tried something and failed. He was his own greatest cheerleader, and he became probably the more famous of all of the entire family. And more importantly, he didn't take his own life, and he transformed the lives of millions of people. So just remember that. Remember that. Every bit of William James is in you. As a man thinketh. That's James Allen. Very good. I was probably saying James Allen. Who knows? I'm loving Jason Mraz's new album, Only the Good. Yeah, I like Jason Mraz. He's awesome, says Heather Ellis. I have a surprise coming soon. Jerome, I'm looking forward to it. We're looking forward to knowing it, too. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for starting Monday with me. Have high hopes. If you get off the phone, listen to High Hopes by Panic at the Disco when you get off. That's what I've been listening to. Anyway, always had high hopes for living. Yeah. Make it a great Monday. I will see you tomorrow. And I will see those of you who are meditating with me. And this could very well be you live in the Complaint Free Meditation group. All you got to do is go to complaintfreemeditation.com, register. We let you in the group. And then you're all part. You want to be part of a close-knit family? This is a close-knit family. You want to be part of a super tight family? Join this group. We're even going to have a little cocktail hour. Think about that. Our meditation group is going to have a cocktail hour tomorrow night. Y'all have fun. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow. Love you.